请我们看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们今天晚上要念的多一点。
We will read many scriptures tonight.
我们要念两封的书信。
And we will read two letters.
所以我就念一封用中文来念，我请我的弟兄念另外一封用英文来念。
So I shall read one letter in Chinese, and my brother shall read another letter in English.
启示录第二章从第八节念起。
Revelation chapter 2 from verse 8.
我念第八节到第十一节。
I shall read verse 8 through 11.
我的弟兄要念第十二节到第十七节。
My brother shall read from verse 12 through verse 17.
你要写信给斯美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、幕后的、死过有活的说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。你将要受的苦，你不要怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难时日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那圣灵的冠冕，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，这圣灵必不受第二次死的害。
And to the angel of the assembly, this is from verse 12through 17. And to the angel of the assembly in Pergamos, write, These things say he, says he that has the sharp two-edged sword, I know where thou dwellest, where the throne of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas, my faithful witness, was, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee,that thou hast there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a snare before the sons of Israel, to eat of idol sacrifices and commit fornication. So thou also hast those who hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans in like manner. Repent, therefore. But if not, I come to thee quickly, and I will make war with them with the sword of my mouth.He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, to him will I give the hidden manna, and I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为我们已经读了你的话。
Because we have read your word.
我们现在求你的圣灵把你的话点活在我们里面。
We now ask your Holy Spirit to enlighten these words in us.
求你再向我们说话。
And we ask that you speak to us again.
叫我们真实从里面能听见。
So that we can hear from inside.
也叫我们真实能回头来到你的面前。
So that we can return to you.
我们的主，我们愿意今天晚上在这里高举你自己。
Our Lord, we want tonight that we are here exalt yourself.
因为你是万王之王，是万主之主。
Because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords.
你的荣耀充满全地。
Your glory fills the whole earth.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在这几天的中间
In these days,
我们一同要来看圣灵向众教会所说的话。
We are reading the word that the Holy Spirit gives to the churches.
使徒约翰他被充军在伯马的海岛上。
When Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos,
在主日的时候他在圣灵的里面。
On Lord's Day, he became in the Spirit.
他就听见后面有一个声音
He heard the voice behind him
好像号筒吹响一样
As that of the trumpet
当他回头来看的时候
When he turned
他就看见一个异象
He saw a vision
他看见有七个金灯台。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
有一位好像人子在这个七个金灯台的中间。
And one like the Son of Man in the midst of the lampstand.
根据这个意象，
According to this vision,
就产生了七封的书信。
And there are seven letters.
这七封的书信是写给在亚细亚那七个教会。
These seven letters were written to the seven churches in Asia.
我们知道当时在亚细亚省还不止有七个教会。
We know that at that time there are more than seven churches in the province of Asia.
不但我们看见有以弗所这七个教会。
Not only those seven churches with starting from Ephesus.
像以弗所、斯美拿等等。
And like Ephesus and Smyrna and so on.
我们就是在新约里面，我们看见有一个教会，就是哥罗西的教会，也是在亚细亚省的。
And we also know in the New Testament that the church at Colossae is also in the province of Asia.
但是，这个书信里面我们看见没有。
But that particular church was not included in these seven letters.
所以圣灵在那里拣选这七个教会。
So the Holy Spirit picked those seven churches.
因为这个七个教会的光景可以代表历世历代众教会的情形。
Because the conditions of these seven churches can represent the condition of the churches throughout the ages.
所以那对于七个教会这七封的书信可以说是对全教会所写的书信。
So the letters to these seven churches are essentially the letters to the whole church.
圣灵他在这里所说的话，他不只是对以弗所说。
What the Spirit says to the churches is not only to Ephesus，
也不是光对史梅拿说
，not only to Smyrna，
也不是光对比加摩说
，not only to Pergamus，
也不是光对推亚推拉说
，not only to Thyatira，
也不是光对撒底说
，not only to Sardis，
也不是光对非。菲拉提菲说
，Not only to Philadelphia，
也不是光对老底家说
，Not only to Laodicea。
虽然他写信是写给那七个教会
，Although he wrote the letters to the seven churches，
虽然对每一个教会有他特别的话
，Although he has specific word for each church，
但是在每一封书信末了的时候
，But at the end of every letter，
就说圣灵向众教会所说的话
，It says it's what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以我们知道里面所有的话语
So we know that all the words contained in the seven letters
都是对着众教会所说的
are spoken to the churches.
不但在第一世纪末日的时候的教会
Not only to those churches at the end of the first century.
也是对我们今天在二十世纪末了的时候的教会说的
But also to the churches at the end of the 20th century.
圣灵所以能说话。
The reason the Holy Spirit can speak.
因为主在教会的中间。
Because the Lord is in the midst of the church.
如果主不在教会中的话。
If the Lord is not in the midst of the church.
圣灵就不能说话，也没有话说。
The Holy Spirit cannot speak and has no word to speak.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise the Lord.
虽然我们看见在亚细亚那七个教会
Although we see that these seven churches in Asia
可以说五个教会的光景是叫我们的主伤心的
Five of them would disappoint our Lord.
但是我们的主还是行走在教会的中间
But our Lord was still walking in the midst of the church.
他还在那里向教会说话。
And he still speaks to the churches.
他盼望教会能回头到他的面前。
Expecting the churches would return to him.
如果教会再不听话。
If the churches continue not to listen.
那么这个灯台就要挪去了。
Then the lampstands will be taken away.
那个时候就没有话了。
At that point, there will be no more words.
那个时候，主也没有显现。
The Lord will not appear to them.
主的同在已经离开了。
And the presence of the Lord has left.
虽然在地上这些的教会可以继续下去。
Although the churches can still go on earth.
但是在神的面前已经不存在。
But before God, they do not exist anymore.
因为教会所以成为教会。
Because the church is a church.
因为有主的同在。
Because of the presence of the Lord.
无论在哪里有两三个人，主说奉我的名聚会。
The Lord says, as long as there are two or three gathered together in my name,
我就在他们中间。
I shall be in the midst of them.
所以主的同在乃是教会的原因。
So the presence of the Lord is the reason, the cause of the church.
主的同在也是教会的意义。
The presence of the Lord is the meaning of the church.
有他的同在，才有圣灵的话。
With his presence, then there is the word of the Spirit.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他是何等忍耐的主。
He is a patient Lord.
他还是在那里行走。
He still is walking.
在教会的中间。
Amidst the churches.
所以今天我们还有机会能听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
So today we still have the chance to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们昨天晚上已经提到第一封的书信。
Last night we mentioned the first letter.
就是主写信给在以弗所的教会。
That is what the Lord wrote to the church at Ephesus.
虽然以弗所的教会有许多的长处。
Although there are many merits,
但是我们，但是主说，我反对你。
But the Lord says, I oppose you.
因为主不能在那个教会里面找到他的自己。
Because the Lord cannot find himself in the church.
在以弗所的教会里面，他们离弃了起初的爱。
In the Ephesus church, they have left the first love.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
我们的主乃是爱。
Our Lord is love.
他爱我们，为我们舍己。
He loved us and gave himself for us.
所以如果教会失去了起初的爱。
So if the church has left the first love.
就是那个完全的爱。
Which is the perfect love.
那个纯洁的爱。
That pure love.
那个无自己的那个爱。
That unselfish love.
那个恒久的爱。
That enduring love.
那个相信的爱。
That believing love.
如果教会失去了这个爱。
If the church has lost his love.
就做主来说，主已经失去了那个教会。
As far as the Lord is concerned, he has lost that church.
所以主说，你要回想。
So the Lord said, you have to remember.
你要回想你从哪里坠落的。
Remember where you have fallen.
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
要行那起初所行的事。
And to do the first works.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们昨天晚上已经提及了。
We have mentioned last night.
这个起初的爱是很容易失落的。
It is very easy to lose this first love.
就说教会来说。
As far as the church is concerned.
就说我们个人来说。
As far as we individually.
我们很容易不知不觉的时候把那个起初的爱失落了。
It is very easy for us to lose the first love unwittingly.
所以我们需要每天在主的面前。
So we need to be before the Lord every day.
每天我们需要到主的面前。
Each day we should come to the Lord.
求主光照我们。
And make the Lord shed light on us.
看在我们里面有什么恶心没有。
To see if there's any evil thoughts in our heart.
看究竟我们对他的心是不是专一的。
To see if our heart toward him is single.
我们是不是有一个完全的爱来爱我们的主。
Do we have a perfect love to love our Lord?
我们是不是爱他自己。
Do we love himself?
并不是爱他所给我们的那些的祝福。
And not those blessings that he gave us.
我们是不是爱他到一个地步，像约伯所说的，他虽然杀我，我还是信任他。
Do we love him to an extent, like what Job said, even he kills me, I still believe him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要每天到主的面前求主检查我们的心。
We need to come to the Lord daily for him to look into our hearts.
因为如果我们不小心的话，我们很容易失去了起初的爱。
Because it is very easy for us to lose that first love if we are not careful.
我们失去了那起初的爱，我们自己还不知道。
When we lose that first love, we may not even know ourselves.
所以我们需要来到主的面前。
So we need to come to the Lord.
求主检查我们。
asking the Lord to examine us.
叫我们能天天悔改在他的面前。
So that we can daily repent before him.
并且把那个完全的爱来献给我们那位完全的主。
We offer our perfect love to our perfect Lord.
这是昨天晚上我们在这里所交通的。
And this is what we have shared last night.
今天晚上我们要交通两个教会。
This evening, we would like to share on two churches.
因为这两个教会有连带的关系。
Because there is a relationship between these two letters.
但是在我们还没有谈说到这两封书信之前。
But before we speak about these two letters,
我想有一件事我们还是要先说的。
And one thing we want to say first,
因为这里说圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Here it says what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
圣灵是在那里说话。
The Spirit is indeed speaking.
因为主爱教会的缘故。
Because the Lord loves the church.
所以圣灵继续在那里说话。
So the Holy Spirit continues to speak.
但是难处是在我们听话的人。
But the difficulty is in us who hears.
这里说凡有耳的就应当听。
Here it says, he that has an ear, let him hear.
我们知道我们今天是在末世的时候。
We know that today we are in the end time.
保罗他写最后一封信的时候。
When Paul wrote the last letter.
就是提摩太后书的时候。
The second Timothy.
在第四章里头他说这样的话。
In chapter 4, he says,
第三节和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节第四节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且厌恶不听正道，偏向荒谬的言语。
For the time shall be when they will not hear sound teaching, but according to their own lust will heap up to themselves teachers, having an itching ear, and they will turn away their ear from the truth, and will have turned aside to fables.
保罗写这封书信的时候是在主后六十几年的时候。
It was about 60 years after Christ when Paul wrote this particular letter.
可能是67左右的时候。
Maybe around 67 AD.
但是他在那里说时候要到。
But there he says the time shall come.
人要厌烦纯正的道理。
The man will dislike the sound teaching.
因为他们心里啊厌烦纯正的道理。
Because their heart cannot bear sound teaching.
所以他们的耳朵啊就发痒了。
So their ear becomes itching.
他们在那里就随从自己的情欲。
They do according to their own lust.
增添许多的师傅。
They'll heap up for themselves teachers.
意思就是说，因为你的耳朵发痒，你要听啊那些你要听的话。
So that's when your ear is itching, you want to listen the words that you like to listen.
你不要听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
You do not want to listen what the Spirit says to the churches.
你要听你这个情欲所要听的话。
You want to hear what your lust wants to hear.
因为你要听那些的话。
Because you want to hear those words.
所以你就看见说有许多的师傅啊就出来了。
So you see many teachers emerge.
他就来讲一些迎合你心里的话。
He will say something to please you.
叫你听了就是很舒服。
So that when you hear, you feel peace.
你的耳朵是厌恶不听真理的。
And your ear is not willing to listen to the truth.
你就喜欢听那些荒谬的话语。
And you like to listen to the fables.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，是不是今天我们已经在那一种的情形的底下？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we in this kind of condition now?
不是圣灵不说话。
It is not the Holy Spirit does not speak.
是我们的耳朵不愿意听圣灵的话。
It is our ear is not willing to listen to the word of the Spirit.
我们的耳朵要听啊，我们肉体所喜欢听的话。
Our ear wants to hear what our flesh likes to hear.
所以许多的师父就起来，就来满足我们这个耳朵，这个发痒的耳朵。
So there are teachers that arise to satisfy our itching ear.
我们的主在地上的时候
When our Lord was on earth,
在马太第十三章里头
In Matthew chapter 13,
他也说了一些的话语
He also said something.
因为我们知道主在地上说话
We know that our Lord spoke when he was on earth.
但是有一些的人他们反对我们的主
But some opposed our Lord.
他们不愿意听主的话。
They are not willing to the words of our Lord.
他们反而亵渎了圣灵。
They actually blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
所以从那个时候起，我们的主对众人讲话就用譬喻，不再明说了。
So from that time on, when our Lord spoke to people, he would use parables. He will not say just blankly.
那的门徒就来问他，为什么你用譬喻对人讲话呢？
The disciples came to him asking, why do you speak with parables?
我们的主就解释给他们听。
And our Lord explained to them.
这个就在这个马太十三章。
Matthew 13.
十四节。
Verse 14.
开始。
From verse 14.
在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这不信，油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
And in them is filled up the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and beholding ye shall behold but not see, for the heart of this people has grown fat.And they have heard heavily with their ears, and they have closed their eyes as asleep, lest they should see with the eyes, and hear with the ears, and understand with the heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
我们看见在这里有一般的人。
Here we see a group of people.
他听是听，但是听不见。
They listen, but they do not hear.
他看是看，但是看不见。
They look, but they cannot see.
他们心里也不能明白。
They could not understand in their heart.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为他们油蒙了心。
Because their heart is grown fat.
他们的耳朵发沉。
And their ear gets heavy.
他们的眼睛是闭着的。
Their eyes are closed.
所以你就是讲的话，他也没有听见。
So even if there is a word, they cannot hear.
他的心出了毛病。
His heart is in trouble.
因着心出了毛病，耳朵也出了毛病。
Because the heart is in trouble, the ear is in trouble too.
有的人因为被精神的思虑、钱财的迷惑，累住了他的心。
Some who have their heart entangled with the worry of this world and with money.
所以当圣灵说话的时候，他听不见。
So when the Holy Spirit speaks, he cannot hear.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们这个耳朵是很有关系的。
Our ear is very important.
究竟我们这个耳朵喜欢不喜欢听圣灵的话呢？
Does our ear like to listen to the word of the Holy Spirit?
究竟我们的耳朵愿意不愿意听圣灵的话呢？
Is our ear willing to listen to the Holy Spirit?
究竟我们的心呢是如何？
How is our heart?
如果我们的心呢是背着我们的主的
If our heart is against our Lord,
那我们有耳也听不见
that even if we have ear, we cannot hear.
所以我们需要在主的面前
So we need to come to the Lord.
求主检查我们的心
Asking the Lord to examine our heart.
他看我们的意念
To see our thoughts.
叫我们心里面没有拦阻
So there's no hindrance in our heart.
我们的心是向着主的。
That our heart is toward the Lord.
当我们的心转向主的时候，我们脸上的牌子就除去了。
When our heart is toward the Lord, the veil on our face is taken away.
我们的耳朵就开通了。
And our ear is open.
我们的眼睛也张开了。
Our eyes are open.
我们心里就能明白了。
Then our heart can understand.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters, we need to have a ear that can hear the word of the Lord.
有人说这个很稀奇。
Some say this is very amazing.
因为这里说凡有耳的就应当听。
Here it says, he who has an ear, let him hear.
在原文里头这个耳朵啊是单数的。
In the original language, this ear is singular.
我们有两个耳朵。
We have two ears.
但是圣经里说只有一个耳朵。
But in the Bible, here it says, we have only one ear.
不是你从这个耳朵听进去，那个耳朵就跑出去了。
It's not that you listen, you hear from one ear and the voice comes from
the
other.
你只有一个耳朵来听主的话。
You have only one ear to hear the word of the Lord.
你知道在旧约的里面。
You know, in the Old Testament,
当有一个希伯来的奴仆。
There was a Hebrew sound servant.
他服侍他的主人已经六年了。
And he served his master for 6 years.
照着律法来讲到了六年满了。
According to the law, 6 years, the time is full.
他就可以自由地出去。
And he can be set free.
但是这里有一个奴仆。
But here is a slave.
他说我爱我的主人。
He said, I love my Lord.
我也爱他的家。
I love his house.
我不愿意自由。
I'm not willing to be free.
我愿意终身做你的奴仆。
I want to be a slave of yours
throughout
my life.
怎么做呢？
How?
就把他带到门口。
He was brought to the door.
用钻子来钻他的耳朵。
And his ear is pierced.
把他的耳朵穿通了。
So his ear is pierced open.
那么这样他就永远做那一家人的奴仆了。
So through his life he will be the bound slave for that family.
我们的兰佩的弟兄啊。
Our brother Lan.
他这一次对我们说。
And this time he told us,
他说恐怕我们外邦人不大懂这个穿通耳朵是什么意思。
And he said, maybe we the Gentiles do not understand what it means to pierce the ear.
他说照着这个犹太人的遗传。
He said, according to the tradition of the Jews,
他这个穿通了耳朵啊。
And when the ear is pierced,
不是就是这样完了。
And that's not the end of it.
因为你把耳朵穿通了它慢慢又长起来了。
Because when you pierce your earlobe, it will grow back.
它穿通了耳朵之后啊就替它戴上一个耳环。
And when the ear is pierced, a ring will be put here.
那么一个男人呢你看见他有个耳环的话你就知道他是一个终身的奴仆。
If you see a man with a earring, you know that he is a bound slave.
我想许多姊妹习惯穿耳朵了。
You know that sisters like to have ear pierced.
你们戴了这个耳环，你们还不知道这是什么意思。
When you have the earring, you do not really know what it means.
穿通了耳朵。
The pierced ear.
就是终身做爱的奴仆。
Means that throughout your life, you are a slave of love.
从前他不是他的主人，是出于本分的。
In the past, when he served his master, it is out of duty.
但是现在他服侍他的主人是出于爱。
But now he serves his master out of love.
所以我们看见我们需要有一个穿通的耳朵。
So we see we need to have a pierced ear.
诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm 40.
乃是一篇弥赛亚的书。
Is a messianic psalm.
他在那里预言将来我们的主来到地上是怎么一回事。
It prophesied the condition when our Lord comes to the earth.
他说你穿通了我的耳朵。
He said, you opened my ear.
穿通 pierced.
Pierced my ear.
你穿通了我的耳朵。
You pierced my ear.
我来就是要遵行你的旨意。
I come to obey your command.
这一个就是我们的主。
And this is our Lord.
在以赛亚五十章里面。
In Isaiah chapter 50.
也说到这样的话。
It has the same word.
他说每早晨你惊醒我的耳朵。
He said, every morning you wake up my ear.
好像我的耳朵是睡着了。
As if my ear was asleep.
但是每早晨你提醒我的耳朵。
But every morning you wake up my ear.
你开通我的耳朵。
You open my ear.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前,
and today when we are before the Lord,
如果要听圣灵向众教会所说的话,
if we want to hear what the Spirit says to the churches,
我们需要为着爱主的缘故,
for the sake that we love our Lord,
我们要把我们的耳朵串通,
we need to have our ears pierced,
让我们能听他的声音,
so that we can hear his voice,
来遵行他的旨意,
we can obey his will.
像我们的弟兄在下午所说的,
as our brother said in the afternoon,
我们不光是听啊,
not only we listen,
我们还要遵守,
and we have to keep.
但是如果你没有串通的耳朵,
but if you do not have a pierced ear,
你听也听不见,
you cannot hear.
你就是听了你也不会遵行的,
even if you hear, you will not keep.
所以弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在我们每一次在那里要听圣灵向众教会说说话的时候,
every time when we want to hear what the Spirit says to the churches,
我们要求主开通我们的耳朵,
we have to ask the Lord to open our ears,
求主提醒我们的耳朵,
that our Lord will wake up our ears,
好叫我们真能听见,
so that we can truly hear.
这个是我们在神面前所祷告,
and this is our prayer before God.
否则的话,
otherwise,
我们所讲的一切都是虚空的虚空。
All what we have said is the vanity of vanity.
就是圣灵说的话,
even if the Holy Spirit speaks,
也是完全突然的,
it is all in vain.
所以求神怜悯我们。
So we ask God to be merciful.
好, 我们现在就来看那个两封的书信。
So now we want to read, to look at these two letters.
这里主说你要写信给斯美拿教会的使者。
Here it says, you have to write to the angel of the church in Smyrna.
我们都知道斯美拿这个字是从这个myrrh出来的。
And the word Smyrna comes out from the word myrrh.Which is medicine.
没有在圣经里面乃是制作苦制作死说的。
Myrrh in the Bible refers to death and the bitterness.
我们记得我们的主生下来的时候。
We remember when our Lord Jesus was born.
东方有不是来朝见我们的主。
The wise men from the east came.To worship our Lord.
他们就带着黄金如香没有。
They brought gold and myrrh and frankincense.
他们得献给我们的主。
They offer these to our Lord.
这三样的东西是有代表的意义的。
And they represent something.
黄金呢是代表神的性情。
Gold represents the nature of God.
圣经里头提到金子的时候，就是代表神的荣耀。
Whenever in the Bible when gold is mentioned, it represents the glory of God.
我们的主虽然是生在伯利恒，是一个婴孩。
Although our Lord was born a baby in Bethlehem.
但是他是从亘古就有的。
But he was there at the beginning.
他是神。
He is God.
这是黄金所代表的。
And this is what the gold represents.
乳香在圣经里面。
Frankincense in the Bible.
就是代表生活说的。
It represents life.
他的生活如同乳香一样。
His daily life is like the fragrance of the frankincense.
英文里头 frankincense 就是很直的那个香。换一句话说，这个香呢是。非常这个散芬芳的。
It is frankincense. It means there's a fragrance coming out.
我们的主他在地上的一生就是如香。
Our Lord, his whole life on earth was like a frankincense.
那么没有就是代表他的死。
The myrrh represents his death.
没有是苦的。
Myrrh is bitter.
是代表我们主的死。
It represents the death of our Lord.
他怎样为着我们尝了。
How he tasted the bitterness of death for us.
所以斯美拿这个教会,
so the church in Smyrna,
乃是一个受苦的教会,
is a suffering church.
在这个预言, 基督法,
And according to prophetic way of reading it,
我们知道这个启示录是一份预言的书。
We know that the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
所以这七封的书信，你也可以用历史的看法来看它。
So these seven letters, you can read it from historical standpoint.
在当时，在第一世纪末叶的时候，在亚细亚有这几个教会。
And those are the churches at the end.Of the first century in Asia.
你也可以用预言的眼光来看它。
You could also look at this from a prophetic standpoint.
那么以弗所的教会就是代表使徒末叶的时候的教会。
Ephesus represents the church at the end time of the apostolic time.
那就是第一世纪的末叶。
It's at the end of the first century.
那么姊妹那的教会在预言的上面就是代表第二世纪和第三世纪的教会。
The church in Smyrna, in prophetic sense, represents the church in the second and third century.
因为在第二世纪、第三世纪的时候
，Because in the second and third century,
神的教会遭遇极大的苦难。
The church of God went through suffering.
罗马帝国十次。大大的逼迫基督徒。
Roman Empire persecuted Christians 10 times.
许许多多基督徒都被杀殉道。
Many Christians were martyred.
所以是一个受苦的教会。
So it was a suffering church.
我们知道在历史的上面。
We know in history.
当时斯梅纳有一个监督。
There was a bishop in Smyrna.
他的名字就是 Polycarp。
By the name of Polycarp.
这个 Polycarp 是当时斯内拿一个监督。
Polycarp is a bishop in the church in Smyrna.
他年纪已经非常的老迈。
He was very old.
但是他被抓去了。
And he was arrested.
那个时候那个巡抚啊因为看见他年纪那么大。
The governor saw him old.
所以很可怜他。
So had pity on him.
就劝他说。
Asking him.
你只要起头是要他否认他的信仰。
First, the governor wanted him to deny his faith.
他怎么说呢
？And he said,
他说，我侍奉我的主86年之久。
He said, I have served my Lord for 86 years.
主从来没有宽待过我。
The Lord has never, it was never loose on me.
我怎么能在这个时候来？否认他。
How can I deny him at this point?
后来他说那么你不要否认了。
And the governor said, nay, you do not deny.
你只要肯烧一支香就可以了。
All you have to do is burn up an incense.
这个 Polycarp 说这个我不能做。
Polycarp said, I can't do it.
所以结果他为主殉道了。
So then he was martyred.
那个时候第二第三世纪不知道有多少的基督徒为主主的缘故受苦。
And so in the second and third century, there are innumerable Christians suffer for the sake of the Lord.
所以主在那里说你要至死忠心。
So the Lord says you have to be faithful unto death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不但是第二世纪、第三世纪的教会是受苦的。
Not only the churches in the second and third century are suffering churches.
不但是斯美纳的教会是受苦的。
Not only the church in Smyrna was the suffering church.
斯美纳的教会是代表所有的教会。
The church in Smyrna represents all churches.
教会就是受苦的。
Church is to suffer.
因为教会的头乃是一位受苦的主。
Because the head of the church is a suffering Lord.
哪里有我们所信的主是受苦的？
How come if our the Lord that we believe is suffering?
而我们今天他的教会可以享受呢？
And his church can enjoy.
如果我们的主是走十字架的道路，
If our Lord is the one who walk on the path of the cross,
为着要钉死在十字架上，
And for to be crucified on the cross,
哪里能说他的教会今天就已经登了宝座呢？
How can his church today sit on the throne?
如果教会没有受苦的话，
If the church does not suffer,
这一个教会已经失去了他的性质。
This church has lost its nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为说一个人相信了主之后
We do not think that after one has believed in the Lord,
那么受苦的事情就过去了。
That he doesn't have to suffer anymore.
我们都有一种这个福利的那个观念。
We all have some kind of a welfare thought.
我们都是说我们现在信了主了。
And we say that now that we believe in the Lord,
那么我们可以盼望极大的祝福了。
Then we can expect great blessings.
今天在美国的地方
In the United States today,
是一个 prosperity gospel
This prosperity gospel
可以说是流行在各地
prevails all over
人在那里对我们说你如果相信主的话
Men tell us that if you believe in the Lord
你要什么就是什么
Whatever you want you can get
你用不着加一个 Chevrolet
You do not have to drive a Chevrolet.
你可以要主给你一个 Cadillac.
You can ask the Lord to give you a Cadillac.
因为这是你可以得做的东西。
Because this is something you can get.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在人的观念里面。
In mind spots today.
因为说信了主了现在是可以一帆风顺了。
They think after you believe the Lord, then everything is smooth.
并且我们可以大大的享受了。
And then we can have pleasure.
但是圣经告诉我们说。
But the Bible tells us.
我们的主是一个受苦的主。
Our Lord is a suffering Lord.
如果我们是跟从主的话
If we follow our Lord,
我们必定要走在十字架的道路上
we have to walk on the path of the cross.
我们必定要背起我们的十字架来跟从我们的主
We have to pick up our cross and follow our Lord.
如果今天我们已经登了宝座
If we today are ascended on the throne,
我们就已经失去了我们的性质
We have lostOur nature.
你知道保罗写信给哥林多教会就是这样对他们说的。
So this is what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church.
因为哥林多的教会已经在那里失落了他们的道路。
Because the church at the Corinth has lost its way.
保罗说你们登了宝座。
Paul says you are ascended to the throne.
我们还是像世界上的渣子一样。
And we are like just dust in the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是教会就受苦。
If this is the church, we have to suffer.
如果是基督徒我们就要受苦。
If we are Christians, we have to suffer.
我们不是去找苦吃。
It's not that we look for suffering.
因为我们跟从主的缘故。
Because we follow the Lord.
因为我们向主忠心的缘故。
Because we are faithful to the Lord.
我们必定要经历许多的艰难。
We have to go through suffering.
当初使徒们对教会说
And at that time, the apostles said to the churches,
我们记得保罗、巴拿巴他们在那里传道。
Paul and Barnabas were preaching the gospel.
他们在加勒太一带的地方。
In Galatia and other places.
他们在那里设立教会。
And they established the churches.
当他们回来的时候。
On their way back.
就对弟兄们说。
They told the brothers.
你们要坚信所守的
have,
所信的坚守所信的
you have to hold fast to the faith.
你们要受许多的苦难进入神的国度
you have to go through much suffering to enter into the kingdom of God
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们做基督徒没有苦难
if we Christians today do not have suffering
这是一件奇怪的事情
this is a strange thing.
彼得前书告诉我们
In 1 Peter, we are told.
在彼得前书第四章里面
1 Peter chapter 4.
第十二节
Verse 12.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊有苦练的试验临到你们不要以为稀奇似乎是遭遇非常的事倒要欢喜因为你们是与基督一同受苦是你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐你们若为基督的灵受辱骂便是有福的因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上
Beloved, take not as strange the fire of persecution which has taken place among you for your trial as if a strange thing was happening to you but as you have shared in the suffering of Christ rejoice that in the revelation of his glory, also you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reproached in the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon you.
今天基督徒如果受试炼的话，
Today if the Christians are tested,
这个乃是一个正常的事情。
And this is a very normal thing.
因为我们是为着基督的名而受羞辱。
And if we are put to shame because of the name of Christ,
这是一件有福的事情。
This is a blessed thing.
神荣耀的灵在我们身上。
The Spirit of glory of God is upon us.
为什么基督徒不能脱离苦难？
Why Christians cannot get away from suffering?
因为我们的主把我们从这个世界里面召出来。
Because our Lord has called are you, for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon you.
今天基督徒如果受试炼的话，
Today if the Christians are tested,
这个乃是一个正常的事情。
And this is a very normal thing.
因为我们是为着基督的名而受羞辱。
And if we are put to shame because of the name of Christ,
这是一件有福的事情。
This is a blessed thing.
神荣耀的灵在我们身上。
The Spirit of glory of God is upon us.
为什么基督徒不能脱离苦难？
Why Christians cannot get away from suffering?
因为我们的主把我们从这个世界里面召出来。
Because our Lord has called us out of this world.
我们虽然在这个地上，我们就不属于这个世界。
Although we are on this earth, we do not belong to this world.
这个世界我们不过是寄居是客旅。
In this world, we are only strangers and sojourners.
如果我们是寄居客旅的话，
If we are strangers and sojourners,
我们在异乡在哪里寄居？
And we live in a foreign country.
当然我们要受到许许多多的逼迫和委屈。
For sure, we will be persecuted.
这一个是并不稀奇的事情。
And this is not strange.
如果今天我们没有苦难，
If today we do not have suffering,
反而我们要感觉稀奇。
Then we should feel strange.
为什么今天世界对我们这样的友好呢？
Why the world is so friendly to us?
他们把我们的主钉在十字架上。
They nailed our Lord on the cross.
他们就把我们碰在宝座上。
But they put us on the throne.
什么原因呢？
Why?
是不是我们已经与世界做了朋友了呢？
Is it that we are friendly with the world?
如果人爱世界，
If a man loves the world,
爱世界上的事情，
And of things of the world,
爱父的心就不在他的里面了。
The love of the Father is not in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
教会是受苦的教会。
The church is a suffering church.
我们应当有受苦的心志。
We should have a heart to suffer.
The mind to suffer.
The mind to suffer.
我们应当有受苦的心志作为我们的兵器。
We should have a mind to suffer to be our armor.
什么叫做受苦的心志呢？
What is the mind to suffer?
受苦的心志是说我们里面已经定规了。
The mind to suffer is that we have determined inside.
因为我们的主是受苦的。
Because our Lord is suffering.
我们愿意与他一同受苦。
We are willing to fellowship in the suffering.
如果我们有这个受苦的心智的话，
If we have this mind to suffer,
这个就是我们的兵器。
And this is our armor.
等到苦难临到的时候，
And when suffering comes,
我们才能抵挡仇敌一切的诡计。
We can oppose the tricks of the enemy.
如果我们没有受苦的心智，
If we do not have this mind to suffer,
那么到苦难临到的时候，
When suffering comes,
我们就跌倒了。
Then we will fall.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们住在美国这个地方，
Today we live in the United States,
好像这个是所谓基督教的国家，
As this is a Christian country,
好像我们没有什么世界上面的逼迫，
As there is no persecution from the world,
但是虽然如此，
Even so,
我们不可缺受苦的心志，
We cannot be without this mind to suffer.
我们里面还得有一个受苦的心智。
We have to have a mind to suffer inside.
如果你有受苦的心智的话，
If you have this mind of suffering,
实在说来，不是没有苦难。
It is not that you, there is no difficulty.
如果你要忠心跟从主的话，
If you are to be faithful and follow the Lord,
你又看见有许多的苦难要临到你的身上。
You will see many afflictions coming to you.
但是请我们记得，
But let's remember,
我们千万不要有一种 persecution complex.
Let's not have a persecution complex.
不要有一种好像受逼迫的心理作用。
Do not have a psychology of being oppressed.
你知道现在有一种的 cult, 他们在那里先造成一种受逼迫的心理。
Today, some cult that will create in you a psychology of being oppressed.
所以当他们外面受逼迫的时候，他们里面就更忧虑。
So when they are persecuted from outside, inside there's strength coming out.
他们是盼望人来逼迫他们。
And they want people to persecute them.
弟兄姊妹，我们不应当有这种那个 persecution complex.
Brothers and sisters, we should not have this persecution complex.
但是我们应当有受苦的心智。
But we have to have a mind of suffering.
因为我们的主是受苦。
Because our Lord is a suffering Lord.
但是我们看以弗所的教会。
But when we look at the church at Ephesus,
他们所受的苦难。
Their suffering,
里头有一种是最叫他们受苦的。
The one that will suffer the most.
就是这里所说的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，那是撒旦也会的。
And this is the church of Smyrna. It says that and the railing of those who say that they themselves are Jews, but they are not, but the synagogue of Satan.
犹太人是神的选民。
Jews are the chosen people of God.
他们的会堂乃是敬拜神的地方。
Their temple is supposed to be a place to worship God.
但是在这里说，你们受了那些犹太人的毁谤。
But now it says that you are blamed by the Jews.
那一般的人，是这个撒旦的会堂里头的人。
But they are the members of the synagogue of Satan.
你如果看使徒行传的话，
If you read the Acts,
你知道当初教会受逼迫，
You know, at that time, the church was persecuted.
最早逼迫教会的还不是罗马帝国。
The first to persecute the church was not the Roman Empire.
还不是外邦人。
Was not the Gentile.
乃是犹太人。
But the Jews.
你看见保罗无论到哪里去，那些的犹太人就在那里骚动了那个外邦人啊，叫他们起来反对这个保罗。
You see, wherever Paul went, these Jews would stir up the Gentiles to oppose Paul.
所以是那个犹太人在那里带着头在那里反对神的教会。
So the Jews were the leaders to oppose the church.
本来他们乃是神的选民。
And originally they were God's chosen people.
神的约在他们中间。
There's a covenant of God in them.
他们的会堂是敬拜神的地方。
Their temple is where they worship God.
但是他们竟然就领头的起来逼迫神的教会。
But they were the first to come up and oppose to persecute the church of God.
这一个在给教会的苦难是比世界上的逼迫那个苦难还要重。
They gave much heavier suffering to the church of God than what the world gives.
我们读保罗书信的时候，
When we read letters of Paul,
罗马书的时候，
Book of Romans,
保罗怎么说呢？
Paul said,
他说凡是外面做犹太人的不是真的犹太人。
It is the outward Jews are not the real Jews.
唯有里面做犹太人的才是真的犹太人。
But only the inward Jews are the real Jews.
外面受隔离的不算受隔离。
The outward circumcision is not circumcision.
要里面受隔离才是受隔离。
Circumcision inside is real circumcision.
是在乎灵，不在乎义文。
It is according to the Spirit, but not according to the letter. And this is the second chapter of Rome.
那到了第九章, okay. 他又说了,
in chapter 9, he said again,
不是所有以色列人都是以色列人,
not all Israelites are Israelites.
不是因为你是亚伯拉罕的后裔,你就是神的子民。
Only because you are the descendants of Abraham, it doesn't really mean that you are the chosen people of God.
你要从应许生的才是。
And only those that are born out of promise, they are.
所以你看见这些的犹太人在外面来说，他们是犹太人。
So you see these Jews outwardly, they are Jews.
他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
这个会堂, 乃是敬拜神的会堂。
And the temple is a temple to worship God.
但是从属灵真实的眼光来看,
but from the standpoint of spiritual reality,
他们不算是犹太人。
They cannot be counted as Jews.
这个会堂也是撒旦的会堂。
The synagogue is the synagogue of Satan.
反而被撒旦利用来逼迫。
It was used by Satan to persecute the church of God. So we see in history from generation to generation this was the case. So we know that the church suffered throughout ages. Not only from the world.
更厉害的是从宗教的世界里头,
more severely from the religious world.
不在罗马帝国逼迫基督徒,
not only the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians.
罗马帝国逼迫基督徒不过两个世纪,
the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians for only 2 centuries.
但是罗马教逼迫基督徒,
but the Catholicism persecuted the Christians.
有几十世纪,
for many centuries.
所以弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见说,
we see here,
什么时候一个东西,
whenever a thing,
就是从神那里来的,
even it came from God,
如果成了一个制度,
it became a system,
本来他们的信心是活的信心,
originally the faith was a living faith,
现在变了一种的信条了,
now it is only a creed,
本来他们是神的约的子民,
originally they were the children of covenant,
但是现在他们被撒旦利用了,
now they are the vessel of Satan,
在外面做的不是了,
what they have worked outside is no longer,
要里面的才是,
what is inside is the real thing,
不在乎疑问, 是在乎灵,
so not by the letter but by the spirit,
那个灵没有了,
the spirit has lost,
现在所剩下的就是疑问了,
what is left is the letter,
是一个组织了,
it is an organization,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么时候一个活的东西成了一个组织了,
whenever a living thing turns into an organization,
他最怕的就是活的东西,
what it is most afraid of is the living thing.
一个 organization 最怕的是一个 organism.
What the organization is most afraid of is an organism.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为它已经成了一个组织了,
because it has turned into an organization.
它已经固定下来了,
it is set.
它里头已经有 security 了,
it has the security.
它可以这样一直下去了,
it can go on like this.
如果来了一个活的东西的话,
if there's a living thing coming in,
来了一个生命的话,
a life,
它知道, 新酒要把旧皮囊把它炸破了,
it knows that the new wine will burst out this old container.
所以它要保存这个旧的皮囊啊,
so it wants to preserve the old wine skin.
要保存这个旧皮囊啊,
to keep the old skin.
它就反对那个新酒,
it has to oppose the new wine.
它就反对一切出于生命的东西,
it has to oppose anything that comes out from life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
历史历代都是如此,
this is the case from ages to ages.
不要说罗马天主教是如此,
not only the Roman Catholics are like this,
就是更正教也是照样,
even the Protestants are like this too.
马丁路德、卡勒文这些的人,
Martin Luther and Calvin,
他们起来改教,
they reform.
他们的目的是要改教。
With the purpose to change the reform.
想在里面把它修改修改。
And they want to change the inside.
但是一个东西成了一个系统了，你不能改它。
But when a thing becomes a system, you cannot change it anymore.
你好心好意要改它。
You have a good heart to change it.
它把你当作敌人。
It considers you an enemy.
所以结果马丁路德也好克洛因也好辛格里也好这些的人只好从罗马天主教里头出来。
So Martin Luther or Calvin, they can only come out from the Roman Catholic.
但是过了不久的时候
Not long afterwards.
路德会也好
The Lutherans.
这一个 Reformed Church 也好
The Reformed Church.
我们看见他们也成了一个形了
They themselves become a pattern.
他们成了一个有组织的一个稳定的东西了
They become as a set organization.
成了一个制度了
They become a system.
现在呢
Now.
他们就起来逼迫那一般忠心跟从主的人
They come to persecute those who are faithful following the Lord.
你如果看基督教的历史的话
If you read the history of the Christians,
你们就要看见他们不知道杀死了多少忠心爱主的人。
You know that they have killed so many of those who are faithful loving the Lord.
因为还有一般的人
Because there's another set of
people. 他们觉得这一般跟真教的人当时改教改得不够彻底。
They think the reformers did not do a thorough job.
他们愿意忠心跟从主到底。
They wanted to follow the Lord faithfully to the end.
这些人就被他们认为是搅扰教会的人。
These people were considered as troublemakers.
结果很多就给他们杀死。
So many were killed by them.
现在这种的历史慢慢的发现。
Now these kind of pieces in history emerged.
因为当初的时候连他们的主桌他们的一切都抹杀了。
Because at that time, whatever they wrote, their story were all covered up.
当时有一般的人叫 Anabaptist.
One group called Anabaptist.
那就是再受浸的人。
And that is to say the baptized again.
因为这些人认为说圣经里头只有因信而受浸。
Because they think that in the Bible, it only says to baptize according to faith.
不是说你生下来婴孩就滴水了。
It is not to say that when you are born, that you can have some water sprinkle.
你滴水你成为这个路德会的会员了。
And when water is sprinkled on your forehead, you become a member of the Lutheran.
他们说不，圣经里头说我们要因信而受浸。
And these brothers said no.In the Bible, it says that we are baptized by faith.
所以那个时候跟宗教的人说你们是再受浸的人。
So the reformers call them Anabaptists.
他说你们要受浸可以。
They say that you can be baptized.
不知道成千的人。
But thousands of them.
把石头绑在他们的颈项上把他们丢在海里头。
Stones were tied to their neck and they were thrown into the ocean.
妇女孩子都是这样丢在水里头。
Women, children, they were all thrown into the ocean.
让他们去受浸去。
Drown them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这样的故事历史历代我们都看见。
And this kind of story we have seen in history.
就是没有外面在那里杀死的话。
Even if there are no outward killing.
在里面不知道杀死了多少人。
Inward, no, we don't know how many were killed.
用毁谤的话语。
And they were blackmailed.
来杀死许许多多的人。
Many were killed by this.
从哪里来的
？From where does it come from?
不是从世界里头来的。
Not from the world.
是从宗教的世界里头。
It's from the religious world.
所以宗教是一件何等可怕的东西。
So the Religion is an awful thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以那个时候许多的人受了犹太人的逼迫。
So at that time, many people were persecuted by the Jews.
一直到今天还是如此。
It's the same until today.
如果你要忠心跟从主的话
If you want to be faithful and follow the Lord.
你就要看见不但世界要反对你
You shall see that not only the world is opposing you,
就是宗教的世界，他也要反对你。
The religious world also wants to oppose you.
他不能不反对你。
It cannot but to oppose you.
因为你威胁了他的生存。
Because you have threatened its existence.
主说你要至死忠心。
The Lord said, be faithful unto death.
什么叫做忠心？
What does it mean by being faithful?
忠心从哪里来的呢？
Where does faithfulness come from?
你如果看希腊原文的话，
If you read the Greek original,
你看见忠心呢与信心呢是相连的。
You see that faithfulness is related to faith.
这两个字很近很近的。
And these two words are very close.
信心是 pistis.
Faith is pistis.
这个忠心啊是 pistos.
To be faithful is pistos.
这两个字很近很近的。
And these two words are very close.
因为忠心是从信心里头出来。
Because faithfulness comes out from faith.
什么叫做信心呢？
What does faith mean?
在圣经里面，信心最少包括三个意义。
In the Bible, there are at least three meanings of faith.
这个就是那个信心这个字。
The word faith
里面包括三重的意义。
It contains three levels of meaning.
第一重的意义就是说，
The first,
你有一个完全的一种的觉悟，一个 firm conviction， 你里面有一个很坚定的一个觉悟。
And inside you, there is a firm conviction.
你承认说，神所启示的是真理。
You acknowledge that what God has revealed is the truth.
这是第一个意义。
This is number one.
第二个意义。
The second meaning.
因着你有这样的信念的缘故。
Because of such conviction.
所以你有一个个人的一个降服于主。
You have a personal surrender to the Lord.
你就把你自己就降服于主。
You surrender yourself to the Lord.
第三。
Number three.
根据你这样向主的降服。
According to this yielding, this surrender.
就产生了一种的行为。
There is a conduct.
那个行为。
This conduct.
就是忠心。
Is being faithful.
你信靠他。
Because you trust him.
你信任他。
Because you believe in him.
你跟从他。
You follow him.
你向他至死忠心。
And you're faithful to him until death.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
忠心是根据信心而来的。
Faithfulness is according to faith.
那么今天我们的信心是什么呢？
So what is our faith today?
我们所信的是什么呢？
What is what we believe in?
比方在斯美纳教会里面。
For example, in the church of Smyrna.
主写信给斯美纳教会的时候。
When the Lord wrote to Smyrna.
他就介绍他自己。
He introduced himself.
他说那首先的幕后的死过又活的对你们说。
He said, the first and the last, and who became dead and lived, he said to you.
他们所信的是一位的主。
What they believe in is such a Lord.
这位的主是怎样的一位主呢？
What a Lord is this?
这个所启示的真理是什么呢？
What is the revealed truth?
就说我们的主他是首先的。
That our Lord is the first.
他是一切的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
他是一切的来源。
He is the source of all things.
凡是不是从他出来的。
Whatever does not come from him.
都不是。
Is not.
只有从他那里出来的才是。
Only that that comes from him is.
如果不是他的，都不是。
If it does not come from him, it is not.
必须是他才是。
Must be he, then that is.
他也是幕后的。
He is the last.
所有的一切都要归给他。
Everything will be back to him.
如果不归给他的话，都不是。
If it is not back to him, that is not.
所有的一切都要归纳在他的里面 sum up in Christ
All things will be summed up in Christ.
都要归于到他的里面去。
Everything will be summed up in Him.
一切是从他出来的。
All things are coming, came from Him.
一切也都归给他。
All things will be summed up.
这是他们所信的一位主。
This is the Lord that they believe in.
换一句话说。
In another word.
他们所信的主就是主是一切。
What the Lord that they believe in is the Lord is all.
你知道这个就是教会。
You know, this is the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满。
It's the fullness of one who fills all in all.
在教会里面，基督是一切的一切。
In the church, Christ is all and is in all.
他是初，他是终。
He is the beginning and the end.
这个就是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
这个就是教会的信心。
This is the faith of the church.
主在这里说是死过又活的主。
And here the Lord says, He was dead, now He is alive.
本来他是神。
Originally He was God.
他神是不会死的。
God did not die.
但是他为着爱我们的缘故。
But because He loved us.
他到地上来做一个人。
He came to the earth to become a man.
他为我们人人尝了死味。
He tasted the death for every one of us.
但是死不能拘禁他。
But death could not confine Him.
所以他从死里复活了。
So He was resurrected from the dead.
他是这一位复活的主。
He is this risen Lord.
这一个是他们所信的。一位主。
This is the Lord that they have faith in.
如果你是信这样一位主的话，
If you believe in such a Lord,
你是忠于这一位的主。
You are faithful to this Lord.
因为你是忠于这样的一位主的话，
If you are faithful to this Lord,
凡不是出于主的，你都否认。
Whatever is not of Him, you will deny.
凡是出于主的，都要归给主。
Whatever is of Him,will be summed up back to him.
虽然有经过死，但是你知道有复活在哪里。
You know, although it will have to go through death, but you know there is resurrection.
所以你才能至死忠心。
That's why you can be faithful unto death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们是不是忠心至死？
Are we today faithful unto death?
不要说忠心之时吧。
Not even to say faithful unto death.
今天我们在神的面前是不是向主忠心？
Today before the Lord, are we faithful to Him?
许多的时候我们是忠心一个制度。Faithful to a system.
Oftentimes we are faithful to a system.
我记得当我初信主的时候，
I remember when I was first saved.
我是一个主里的婴孩。
I was a baby in the Lord.
感谢主，我现在还是一个婴孩。
I thank the Lord that I am still a baby.
但是我盼望长。
But I hope that I can grow.
就有一个弟兄来对我讲。
A brother came to me.
他说他与另外一个姊妹在那里交通。
He said he had a fellowship with a sister.
他就发现了一件事。
And he discovered one thing.
那个姊妹啊，你如果毁谤主的话，他还不变。
And he discovered that if you blaspheme against the Lord, he does not argue with you.
但是你如果摸着他那个会的话，那不得了。
But if you touch her meeting, her organization, then she will fight.
所以你就看见说我们可以忠心啊。
Then you see that we can be faithful.
但是我们忠心于什么呢？
But what are we faithful to?
我们是忠心于一个制度呢？
Are we faithful to a system?
或者是忠心于一个 cause, 一个原因呢？
Are we faithful to a cause?
或者是忠心一种的道理呢？
Or faithful to a doctrine?
或者是忠心于一个人呢？
Faithful to a person.
还是我们忠心于我们的主？
Or faithful to our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见今天有许多的人为做一个主义，他可以忠心到死。
We see that today somebody, many people can faith unto death for a ism.
我们也看见今天有许多人为做忠心一个制度的话，他为做他的那个制度就要起来征战。
And some can fight for his system.
我们也看见今天有人忠心于一个人，他在那里就不顾一切。
And some can forget, forsake all things because he's faithful to a person.
他可以忠心于人，而不忠心于主。
He can be faithful to a man, but he cannot be faithful to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天主在哪里说，你要对我忠心。
The Lord is saying today that you shall be faithful to me.
并且你要忠心一直到死。
And you shall be faithful unto death.
如果你对主忠心的话，
If you are faithful to the Lord,
一定有苦难要临到你的身上。
Suffering shall come to you.
而那些的苦难特别是从宗教的世界来。
And those afflictions come particularly from the religious world.
感谢神。
We thank God.
第二世纪第三世纪过去了。
After the second and the third century,
罗马帝国没有把教会灭掉。
Roman Empire did not destroy the church.
罗马帝国自己灭掉。
Roman Empire was destroyed.
教会虽然经过大逼迫，但是教会更兴旺。
The church was more alive, even going through the affliction.
寻道者的血像种子一样，就生出不悖的果子。
The blood of the martyr is like seed, it brings up much fruit.
所以撒旦他就改变他的计划。
So Satan changed his plan.
他知道逼迫没有用。
He knows that persecution is of no use.
所以他就换了一个方式。
So he changed his plan.
他就装作光明的天使。
And he disguised himself as an angel.
他要来帮助教会。
And he wants to come to help the church.
所以到了第四世纪的时候，
So coming to the fourth century,
我们知道君士坦丁啊，就做了罗马的皇帝。
We know that Constantine now becomes the emperor of Rome.
他就做了那个教会的朋友了。
And he became the friend of the church.
他不但做了教会的这个保护人。
Not only he became a protector of the church.
他也成了教会的头了。
And he became the chief, the head of the church.
他一面呢，乃是那个 mystic 这个 Babylon 呢，那个异教的那个 Pontifex Maximus 那个头。
On the one hand, he is the head of the Pontifex.
Pontifex Maximus 就是马头。
The head of the mystic.
这个就是这个异教的那个头子。
And the head of the mystic Babylon.
就是一个 heathen religion.
The heathen religion.
同时他也是基督教的头子。
He's also the head of the Christianity.
你就看见说撒旦就换了一个方式来。
You see that Satan has changed his tactic.
但是当时的时候我们感谢赞美神。
But at that time we thank the Lord.
起初的时候还有一些的人他们向主是忠心的。
And at the beginning, there were still few who are faithful to the Lord.
所以我们就转到毕加摩的教会来了。
Then we come to the church at Pergamus.
毕加摩的教会是第四世纪到第六世纪教会的光景。
The Pergamus refers to the condition of the church from the 4th to the 6th century.
在开始的时候，
At the beginning,
还有忠心的人在哪里？
There were faithful Christians.
主在哪里怎么说呢？
What the Lord said.
就是我知道你的居所就是由撒旦作为之处。
He said, I know where you dwell, where the throne of Satan is.
让我忠心的见证人安提婆在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之事，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
And you have hold fast my name and have not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas, my faithful witness, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells.
我们在教会的历史的里面，
In the church history,
我们找不出一个人叫安提婆。
We cannot find a person by the name of Antipas.
所以我们知道说这又是表号 symbolic.
So we know this again is symbolic.
这是象征的意思。
It has symbolic meaning.
没有一个真正一个人叫做安提婆。
There's no actual person by the name of Antipas.
但是有像安提婆那样的一种的人。
But there are people like what's being described here as Antipas.
那种的人是向主主忠心的人。
These people are faithful to the Lord.
当思维不忠的时候。
When it's unbelief or not faithful surrounding them.
有一般的人他向主是侧重的。
A group of people, they are faithful to the Lord.
这样的人就是主的见证人。
These are the witnesses of the Lord.
他们的名字叫做安提婆。
Their name is Antipas.
安提婆在希腊文里头是两个字合在一起的。
Antipas in the Greek original is composed of two words.
Anti 就是反对。
Anti means against.
婆就是一起。
Past means all things.
换一句话说，这一般的人照人来看，他们是反对一起的。
In another word, from the standpoint of man, this group of people, they are against all things.
这什么东西他们都反对。
They are against all things.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为他们坚守主的道，没有弃绝主的名。
Because they kept the way of the Lord, they did not deny the name of the Lord.
他们把主的道守住了。
They kept the word of the God, of God.
不偏离主的道。
They did not destroy, deviate from the way of God.
不与世界妥协。
They do not compromise with the world.
不在那里把主的道冲淡一点。
They do not dilute the word of God.
来迎合潮流。
And to please the fashion.
他们守住了主的道。
They have kept the faith.
并且他们不弃绝主的名。
And they did not deny the name of the Lord.
他们承认说主的名